This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Messy Lola Young. If you're coming into the city via the Bay Bridge this morning, heading west, take a look around at the toll plaza because right there is our Alice billboard for Messy Lola Young. That's a Jane thing. Jane got that all put together. So we're all fancy now. You can see us. You look around. Messy. It's a good one. Because I'm too messy. Okay, so who would like some Disneyland tickets?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you work here, so you can't. But other people can, though. Mm. It's your chance right now to win a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort by texting this word. Avengers, A-V-E-N-G-E-R-S, Avengers. Text Avengers to our contest line 20357 and you'll be in the running for the tickets and for the grand prize vacation. For four, 3-day, one park per day tickets with a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. That's weird and funny. Including 4 3-day, one park. Okay. So you get 4 tickets and you get 2 nights at a hotel at the Disneyland Resort hotel. Text Avengers, A-V-E-N-G-E-R-S, to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered to win. That's that easy. This hour's code word is Avengers. Another chance at 12:05, and Jane has 4 chances during her show at 3:05, and 6:05. If you want Disney, you're at the right place.
Mm.
We got Disney. You want it? We got it. We'd love to share it. Okay. This is just, it's a little bit sad.
Oh.
And just not something that I really thought about. So Tony Hawk has a son, Riley.
Yeah.
And Tony Hawk's son, Riley, married Frances Bean Cobain.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. They married.
I guess I knew that. Yeah. Yeah.
And right. They got pregnant and they had a little baby.
Okay.
They got a little girl, I believe. Might be a boy. I don't know. Grandson. It's a boy.
Oh.
Ronan Walker Cobain Hawk is the kid's name.
Okay.
And
wow, that is crazy. Skateboarding royalty and music royalty together.
So Tony posted on this is, I think, on his story on Instagram. I wish Kurt were here so he could see the incredible woman his daughter has become, meet her devoted, caring husband, and hold our wondrous grandchild. They're co-grandparents.
Yep.
Like, how sad is that?
It's beyond sad. And his drug addiction, I don't know everything that was going on with him. I know he had a lot of pressure or felt a lot of pressure about a certain, you know, amount of popularity they'd gained and amount of money they'd gotten based on the music they'd written. And, you know, he didn't want to be a sellout and he felt weird about all of it. But
I heard he also had like irritable bowel syndrome and we had some real kind of bowel pain a lot.
I'd heard that too. And I don't know if that was just his addiction.
In his excuse for why I can't go out tonight?
Right. I think it's possibly that. I mean, you do get sick really sick when you haven't had your fix.
Yeah.
So I can imagine maybe that's what he was referencing when he would say, I'm getting sick, I need to be home or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
But who knows? The bottom line is that he definitely was, they were trying to get him healthy. He's escaped, from what I know, he escaped rehab, disappeared for a couple of days, and was alone at the time when he took himself out. And I feel like if someone had been around to say, let's sit this out together, let's wait this out. You have a baby. He had a baby. Think differently. Let's try and just be together. And like a friend could have sat through that with him and maybe been on the other side. Now, maybe not.
Right.
I understand.
Well, you do
some
push
these,
your friends away sometimes when they're telling
that.
you can't do that thing you want to do.
But I just wish that there anything could have kept him from doing that. Like, honestly, I thought about this at the time, too. And this is the same for Scott Weiland as well. Like, just quit music. Just quit. Like, whatever pressure you think you have on you, you don't have to have that. You can quit music, live on the money you've made, and never feel that pressure again. But at least you're there for your kid and can just live.
Be focused life on is, living healthily.
And I'll tell you, I know that there's some of this is clinical. I'm not trying to. You can write if you're mad at what I'm saying. That's fine. But I feel like life is so great and so worth living. And if you can just get through those rough patches, because I've had them too, not suicidal thoughts, but I've had some dark times and you get through them and then you're back on the other side of that. And what he's writing, I wish for as well, that he could be there to see his grandkid and his grown daughter.
I know. She was just a baby.
Boy, is she the spitting image.
Yeah.
The daughter,
Right, through the eyes. It's like, oh my God, Kurt. Jesus.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a very, how interesting to be Tony Hawk, famous in his own right, has his whole own thing going on. Kid marries, and actually part of what he posted on this story was he had a ticket, general admission ticket, October 20th, 1991, the Vatican to see Nirvana. And he's talking about how we went from some event to this concert in 1991. It was as transformative as live music can possibly be. We all experienced something rare and powerful that night. The world would never be the same. And then he goes on to say that he wished Kurt was there.
That year, I don't know if that was the same tour, but they toured with Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana, Pearl Jam.
Oh my God.
And I watched that same show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And it was transformative. And I did see something that I'd never seen before. And I watched Nirvana and they were amazing.
Mm.
And there was something happening on that stage where you went. And same
with all three of those bands.
The same with Pearl Jam, though, too. The whole thing was like, oh, my gosh, these albums. I don't even know. I don't know if the albums had even been released yet. Like these. This was that like. Just percolating explosion about to happen. And so, yeah, that was like a moment before it went bad for him. And there he was on stage, he had the whole audience staring at him the whole time. Oh my God.
What an incredible show that would have been.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I was
hard to believe that. The early 90s, 35 years ago. It's
I was
so crazy,
just brand new in radio, and I actually got to go backstage and was watching that show from the side stage. And there was a point, so Pearl Jam had just played. Eddie had climbed all around the I-beam rafters of this fairgrounds location. It's a place where they do boat shows. So
oh
it was
God.
Just basically right. empty space with a high ceiling. He'd been climbing around all up in these rafters and we're all looking and they got a spotlight on him and you're like, why is he doing this?
Don't blind him. He's going to fall.
And just think about, I think about these things. When you're crawling on stuff, there's dirt and slippery stuff
and oil
or whatever thing.
Right, whatever.
And he's just out there doing that. And it's making my hands sweat just right now. But so I'm standing.
Did he carry his mic with him or was he like, I left that on the stage?
No.
Just
he left.
Down. Now
and the
monkey
band
barring.
Just jammed and he climbed around.
Oh my
and
God.
There was a point where they were trying to throw the mic up to him and it was just ridiculous.
Oh,
you'd never seen it before. And
right.
it was like crazy. Then there I am standing side stage with Eddie Vedder, the guy who'd just been standing right next to me as Nirvana's on the stage, killing it. Mm. And we're all just watching this thing happen. And I'm going, oh my, this is what radio is, huh? Pretty great.
Yeah.
I like it. I
think Introduction to Radio 101.
I think I'm going
to
do this. This sounds really like.
This seems like the thing to do.
This is for me. So anyway, I'm sad about his passing as well. I've seen Nirvana twice, and he was both times, he was amazing.
Just think about social media too. Like Tony and Kurt, they could have been like doing all their grandpa stuff together. They got robbed.
Yeah. Mm. Well, his daughter got robbed. Mm. She didn't have a dad her whole life.
And the grandson. We'll never know. And that's what a thing too, to have the world feel like they know your grandfather or your father more than you do. And they're kind of right in a way. Like you never really get to know that guy. And he left.
Well, and you know, kids too, is at first, and she didn't get to know him, but at first that's just your dad. And then once you're out in the world and you see that
you realize
your dad has made this great art that everyone seems to be attracted to. And suddenly you're like, oh, my dad's a thing. Weird.
And you turn into kind of a commodity. Like people want a little piece of you as well. Remember that first husband of hers? Like there was a whole fight over a guitar and there was a whole.
The guitar from the Unplugged show. Which. The Martin.
By the way, apparently.
The ex-husband of the daughter, Kurt Cobain's daughter.
Frances Breen Cobain. There are now streaming on Paramount Plus, all the classic MTV Unplugged episodes. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Paul McCartney, Oasis, REM. There's a long Alanis Morissette, Alice in Chains, Bob Dylan. And also, so let's see. Many of these have not been available in 20 plus years, they're saying. Seasons 1 through 8 and 10 through 13. And it's all the big names. And I guess there's, I didn't watch VH1 Storytellers. I don't remember. I remember that, but I don't remember seeing that. But they're saying David Bowie, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, the Heartbreakers were. I think that was when they would talk about what the songs were about, right? It wasn't just the performances.
Sounds rad. I don't remember seeing it, though. I did Behind the Music, I remember.
There's more than 125 episodes here. And the list is unbelievable. Queensryche in 1992. Funny.
Queensryche had a big year that
year.
They
sure did.
That was the Empire album.
Stone Temple Pilots, Wallflowers, Tori Amos. The Storytellers one also. There's a million of these. So you know what I'll do is I'll post this up to the Ceremony Facebook page so you can take a look. But this is the classic MTV Unplugged episodes and more now streaming on Paramount Plus. So if that is interesting to you.
I don't remember if this is the right number, but someone did text in. So the suicide hotline is 988. Is that right?
Is that the new? Now it's just a three. Is it just 988?
Check that real
quick. Let's make sure.
We'll put that out there since we're talking about it. We might as well.
It used to be, there's even a song that was, you know, to help people remember it, but it's
988.
988
is the suicide hotline if you need help.
And that is the same number that used to be a regular length number. Now it's 988. Call. Talk about it. Okay. Here's the next story. Fyre Festival 2.
No.
Yep.
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. And the tickets went on sale yesterday.
Oh, how'd it go?
You know, I don't know how it went. Maddie, you were going to. So here's the thing. On Monday.
This is that show for rich people. That it's for the only the upper crust.
Yes. And all these rich people got supermodels. And all these people like selling this thing to everybody. Billy McFarland was the guy behind this, the mastermind of the thing that didn't happen and was not a thing.
They got bad tents and ham sandwiches instead of caviar
It was so ridiculous. And then no bands played also. So there was that. Billy McFarland is giving it another try after spending 4 years in prison regarding this. He's announced new information on Monday. This is happening, according to him, May 30th to June 2nd on, now this is Isla Mujeres. Is that Isla Mujeres? It's spelled like your daughter.
I don't know.
It's a Mexican island in the Caribbean Sea. Isla Mujeres.
I don't know.
Fyre 2 is real, he said. My dream is finally becoming a reality. This is him on the Today Show. They were like, yeah, we'll take him. Definitely book that guy.
Well, I feel like there are people rich enough who would buy a ticket to this just to say, let's see what happens.
Well.
Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, here's the thing. The tickets are very expensive.
Well, right.
There are $1 million tickets to this.
So you can start at $1,400.
What do you get for $1,400?
You just get to be there.
A ticket. No camping.
There's no camping. There's nothing like that.
All right.
Even for $5,000, you don't get any camping. You still have to set up your own accommodations and travel. But you'll get VIP access to the festival grounds and front row viewing on one of the stages. For $25,000, you'll get a artist access pass. So you'll have ability to
hang camping
out with the
too. When does the camping start? Like, when do I get to stay at the festival?
You'll get a luxury room with the $25,000.
No.
They're not doing the camping thing.
Per person.
Per person, $25,000.
So this is on an island that has some infrastructure.
Yes. Yes. Okay. This one actually does have infrastructure.
By the way, there's also I'm not positive on the dates. Are you seeing firmed dates? Because this is like the second set of dates he's given for this thing.
I don't see the dates on here right now.
I had May 30th to June 2nd, but I'm also seeing April 25th to April 28th.
I don't have.
But I think that was earlier. All right. Go
so
on. So now that's
$25,000.
What's my next tier of stuff?
Prometheus.
Oh, Prometheus tickets. What are those cost?
Prometheus guests will live like the gods of fire. Prometheus pass holders have their accommodations provided by fire. Will have an option for 4-stateroom yacht or a luxurious 4-bedroom villa with immediate proximity and access to the player or to the festival. You'll get 3 nights there with all of that, and it'll only cost you a cool $1.1 million. Not just $1 million, $1.1 million
for 3 nights.
For
and
3 nights,
all access.
Luxury yacht, everything you want. They also get you there. Your travel.
Thank goodness. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I don't mean to be a wise guy, but who are we watching?
That has not been announced. But they're going to have everything from bands to MMA. He's like, there could be MMA fighters.
Oh, there could be.
You.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
They haven't announced one band, and they're asking people to spend $25,000 per person for a front row seat to
Firefest 2.
Who? Yeah. What show?
Fool Me Once 2.
Because nothing against the Chainsmokers, but I'm a no on them. You know what I mean? Like, there's bands
says, so is the karate combat, is that MMA?
Yeah, that there'll be, all kinds of wellness things.
I like my concerts with guitar players and singers.
Yeah.
Not.
But what about scuba diving with Billy McFarlane?
No.
What about bouncing around to other islands in other countries on small planes? Would that
okay.
be?
Okay, well, this guy's, look, anyone who buys their ticket deserves whatever they get.
We will have cheese sandwiches. They're going to be super expensive, too. We're going to make them, like, really good. That'll be the highest priced food item, I think. He's kidding, right?
I mean, this site is legit. Like, I mean, it is a full-blown, beautiful, well-done website.
But not one band is committed to this thing.
But like, when
if you're in a band, are you like, F it, let's do it. Let's see what happens. Let's book ourselves for it.
No.
Really?
I don't. Nope. I would not want. Look.
What if you get paid up front? What if you're like, yeah, okay, we'll do it. $1 million.
These bands that continue to make money to this day. Are lucky to be there, and they know it. I don't think that they would.
So you don't want to be attached to something that could be a disaster.
I don't want my audience getting ripped off, and them feeling like I went out of my way to go see what was it? Blink-182? Isn't that one of the first bands?
It was. I had a list here somewhere.
You don't want your audience. That you are selling out stadiums. Still, you have money. Why would you do anything that could potentially rip off your audience?
By the way, if you're not familiar with this, Netflix has a documentary called Fire, the greatest party that ever happened. And Hulu has a documentary called Fire Fraud.
They're both equally good. And you find out some of the stuff, some of the people that worked there had to do.
I remember watching one of them. I don't know which one I saw, but I remember watching one of them where because we do shows here and we have promotions and events here.
Yes.
And they're big undertakings.
They
and
are.
The people
oh my God.
Who are working in promotions, even just at one radio station, are managing and juggling a lot to make that thing happen. And I know that, you know, you go to a show and you go, I paid my $50 and I saw the band and it was great. A lot of people are behind that event that you went to, a lot.
You know, the weird thing about something like this, especially after the first one. Well, someone ran down the hall.
I heard something, yeah.
But you think we wouldn't be able to hear that?
Wow.
Everything seems so thick. So after the first one, wouldn't you almost think that people, because everybody wants to go viral for some reason, like I'm going to go, you know, tweet live from the Fyre Fest 2, or I'm going to go and, you know, like I actually think that alone would sell some tickets.
I think, and I don't know if he said yet, but I think there are people rich enough who would say, I'll take a flyer on this. I can afford to lose 25K. Who cares?
I'm going to get that many new followers.
I think there are people who will do that just to see what happens. But I don't think I really feel
you
like...
You wouldn't want your name attached to it.
I wouldn't take... If you're the Foo Fighters or you're some established band, why are you going to go do this to your audience?
No,
you wouldn't.
It's a good. That's a good point.
You can either drop something on your foot
or you can go to a Fyre Festival. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
People who brush their teeth while sitting on the toilet, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the info and everything we talked about on today's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Ooh.
All this week, listen for the code words at 905. Oh, that already happened. Yeah. 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605, otherwise known as the Jane Show.
Yeah. Every hour of the Jane Show.
Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, and enter for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, qualify for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and 2 nights hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Sweet.
It's a big prize.
It is a big prize. A
lot of words.
Yep. Got to get them all in.
You want it, though.
I do want it. Disney Central over here.
Okay, here's what's happening. Do you love any of these widely hated foods?
Probably.
I know you love anchovies.
I do love anchovies. Certain anchovies. Some are too dry and yucky. I like a nice oily thin one. Some of them are almost like hairy with the bones.
If you order a Caesar salad, would you go, yeah, I want anchovies on that?
Yes.
Oh, you would?
Yes.
Every time.
Well.
You too?
Oh, absolutely.
I will sometimes say, can I have them on the side? Because I'm telling you, a cruddy anchovy, no good. It can be like dry and almost bristly with bone. I just don't like that. Mm. I like the little slimy ones.
I've never.
Salty.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
I didn't eat fish forever, though, as a kid. So I've gotten, there's times I'm eating pokey and loving it and thinking, young me would be far right over.
Right. Your kids eat it?
Some, but actually I've seen them say no to fish and I think, well, that's, I'm not surprised. I didn't want any, I would come home on, like Sandy made great dinner. My mom.
Mommy. Sandy.
Made a spectacular dinner every night. And on the nights when she would bread some fish, like Dover sole, like, you know, and now I eat it. Now I'll eat that and it's delicious.
We're having a fish fry tonight.
Yeah, I'll eat that. But then I swear I just don't want to eat any. It's fun. Like, go to bed without your dinner, please.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you.
I'll do that. Right. I don't want any of that. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want it. And I used to just tell her, Mom, I'm in the ocean. I don't eat them and they don't eat me. We've got a deal.
Oh.
It's a deal thing. We're doing this thing where I don't eat them and they don't eat me. Got it?
I'm not serving shark or anything.
Blue cheese.
No, I can't.
Now I'll eat blue cheese.
Mm-hmm. One little crumb of it taints a whole meal for me.
Black licorice.
I don't like that.
I'll eat that. Well, yeah. I'll eat it and I do like it, but I don't go around buying licorice.
Right.
In fact,
but some people they're into that flavor.
Yeah, no, I like the flavor, but the soft chew, have you ever seen those? They're like round little nuggets. Have you ever seen those?
Black licorice?
It's not flat and they're solid.
But it's the specifically the black, that. Yes. Yeah. No, I've never seen that.
Okay. You can buy this at some health food stores, but actually when you're eating it, it feels like gunk. Like you go, this isn't going to go through here very well.
Maybe it's supposed to grab everything and take it with it.
Maybe. Oh, you think so?
I don't know. Oh. You know, is it like, are you talking like sticky, gooey?
It's not sticky, but it's very thick and hard and not hard. It's soft, but I don't know. Never mind. Oysters.
Love them.
Love them.
Mm.
What about clams?
Oh, yeah.
You love those too?
Well, clams I want cooked. Oysters, just crack them and give them to me.
I feel like oysters, like I've done them. I've been on dates where you go, oh, we'll have the oysters. But it's mostly the garlic or the barbecue or whatever thing they put in there.
Oh, they cook them. You had cooked ones.
I've had them raw and they put some stuff in them.
Oh, no. Like minuet sauce.
No, whatever sauce is in there. Even the old cliff house.
Keep your sauces. That's
when I first moved here. That girl that I was going out with, you know, the one.
I do.
I take her.
Go on.
Whatever. You didn't need to. I mean, that's not her name, by the way.
I shouldn't have because I'm tripping you up. All right, so go on.
But the Cliff House right down the street, we'd walk down there and she was into either clams or oysters. And I was like, I'll do whatever you're going to do. I'm fine with it.
But we're going to do that other thing later.
Right. But I don't really need them. I never would go to a place and go, oh, I've been waiting all day for oysters.
I get a craving for oysters. And when we weren't home, you know, by the way, I had zero lobster the whole time I was in Boston this time.
Get out of here. You wasted the whole trip?
The whole trip. But we did go get like dozens of oysters. We sat at a raw bar and just chowed them.
Dozens of raw oysters.
Yeah, that area is like known for oysters and just delicious. And so you can try different ones. Like, oh, these are from this oyster farm. These ones are for this oyster farm. These ones are from this place. I'm like, all right, give me some more of those. And they're not cheap, but they're cheaper than if they had to import them. They just grabbed them off the dock that day. So good.
And you loved it.
I did. It was delicious.
All right. No lobster, though. What's wrong with you?
We did like a Valentine's dinner with my cousin and his wife, Madeline. And so the four of us were sitting there and you could add a lobster tail to one of the, I was like, yes, add that please. But then it was just like a half of a one and it was really small. I was like, all right, well, I did technically have some lobster. There you go.
But it was like a shrimp.
It was like a big shrimp, tiny little lobster tail thing. I was like, oh.
What is this?
Probably paid 20 extra bucks for it, too. They really gouge you on the Valentine's dinner. If you go out on Valentine's Day, prepare to pay double.
Huh.
Go on. Sorry.
Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'll eat it, too. I don't necessarily
order
it.
Some people get all up in arms about it.
Yes, your boy Tommy Igo.
Let it go, Tommy.
Posts about it twice a week.
Yeah.
That's like pineapple on pizza.
Right.
Okay.
Which is delicious and juicy and the sweet and savory all in one. I love that.
I wanted to mention this one real quick before we move on.
All right.
A new report on pasta sauce reveals that Iowa is the state that buys the most pasta sauce. California likes it the least. And the top three types are marinara, Alfredo, and tomato basil.
Oh.
What I would say, and I believe this to be the case, I could be wrong. Pasta has become like the carb, like it's identified as the carb no one should eat. Right. And it's like this unhealthy thing where I think a lot of Californians skip pasta because they go, that's all carbs.
Carbs, I can't have that. When I wear my shorts, I want my legs to look cut. I want to look all ripped.
They release the states that order the most and least pasta sauce.
Order it as in these are things that maybe are ordered
at the grocery store, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming.
That's what I was thinking originally. Is like, did I buy a jar of it?
Right. Iowa, Wisconsin is second, followed by West Virginia.
West Virginia.
A lot of Italians there.
Love marinara.
Well, if they're Italian, they're making their own sauce.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom, that was back to my mom. Mm. Every Sunday, a pot of gravy was cooking. From early morning, I'd get home from surf, and the house would just be filled with that smell.
She do the meatballs?
Of course. Absolutely.
Is she like a spicy meatball?
And she always had
terrible
an Italian deli that she would go get everything from, including cold cuts. But she always found that Italian deli that had Italian bread. I don't know any place. I mean, unless you go to North Beach.
Yeah.
I don't know any place that's, every town doesn't have a spectacular Italian deli, but my mom always found them.
You know who liked that? No Name used to. There was a place right up the street from us at the old building. Remember, he would go there and he would buy. You would go there too?
I'd get with him all the time.
He would buy, like, he'd stock his refrigerator with all this Italian stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, a lasagna and a bunch of.
He'd buy pre-cooked.
He'd put them in his freezer and soups and stuff.
Yeah. When I lived in Jersey, every block or two had a spectacular Italian.
Mama's delicious Italian stuff. Right.
Homemade mozzarella.
Mm. Mozzarella.
California was dead last on the list, though, of buying pasta sauce. And I just think it's got to be that pasta's become the enemy.
Maybe.
For most people's diets.
I feel like I buy just as I guess I don't have as much pasta as I used to. The kids. When you have kids, oh my God, just give them pasta.
The cities that order the least, San Francisco, San Jose, LA, Oakland, and Miami.
Miami? That's weird.
They say here, what do Californians put on their spaghetti? Avocado? I'm telling you,
actually,
I think it's because...
I'll put some avocado on
it. No, you don't.
Very well, a little butter, parm, avocado, cherry tomatoes.
You eat Alfredo sauce?
Oh, yeah, I love Alfredo. I like Alfredo a lot.
No.
Yes.
No, you don't.
It's good. Really good Alfredo? Yeah. Just
there
cheese.
Isn't good Alfredo.
Yes, there is.
Oh, milk.
Parm and cream, butter.
Just pour milk on some pasta. Oops. No thanks.
Oh, boy. I forgot all about the game.
I never got to my toothbrush story.
Okay. Get to your toothbrush
story. No, I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
It'll
be the first story tomorrow.
Put it on the list for tomorrow. Oh. I don't know what happened during vacation, but I swear to God, every one of my pens sucks now.
Oh, I got a pen for you.
I found one, but I have to go through like, thank you. Thank you, Vin.
I put it right there.
All right, hold on. I'm going to use this one, and I'm going to save this one. Can I have it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting it in my thing over here. Tragedy averted. All right, we're going to play How's That Guy?
Okay, I'm ready.
That's all we got today. So let's go with Vinny first. How old is Sean Astin? That's Bob on Stranger Things. Remember, that's the mom's Winona Ryder's boyfriend.
Yes, but he's also from...
Samwise from Lord of the Rings,
right.
Mikey and the Goonies. How old is Sean Astin? Yeah, he's Rudy.
Sean Astin is 49.
49. All right. What do you think, Maddie?
I'd say Sean's 50.
Sean's 54.
Whoop
54.
Whoop.
All right. How old is Carrot Top, Maddie?
Oh, I think he's a couple years older than me. I'm going to say he's 53.
Mm-hmm. 59.
He is 60 years old.
Gosh.
That's a point for you, Vin. You didn't even have to go that high. How old is Chelsea Handler, Vinny?
62.
Mm.
61, Bob.
She's 50 years old.
Oh, fudge.
She's only 50, which I found surprising. Maybe she's one of those people that lies about it. Everyone goes, is she? Okay. Google would know. Taya Leone. Maddie, how old is Taya Leone? She's been married to David Duchovny, and she was on that Madam Secretary show.
Mm-hmm.
People would know Taya.
I'm going to say 62.
62.
61.
She is 59. That's another point for Vinny. We are tied 2-2. All right, Vinny, how old is Rashida Jones from Parks and Rec, The Office, Angie Tribeca? She was in that. She's the daughter of Quincy Jones and Mod Squad star Peggy Lipton. And she was just in that show. It was like a Netflix
45
called Sunny. 45, all right.
Oh, 46.
She's 49. And our final one here is, and this is Maddie goes first. How old is Sally Jesse Raphael?
73.
74, Bob.
She is 90 years old.
Oh.
We are tied. We're going to our tiebreaker.
90?
Yep. What year?
That's the lady with the red glasses, right?
Yeah, that's her. 90.
You're wearing a pair of them right now.
Yeah. Well, they're not quite as red as hers. Hers were like, fire engine red. How long ago? What year? That's what I'm looking for. When did that happen? When did Tears for Fears release their second album, Songs from the Big Chair? That was the one with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Shout, shout, let it all out.
I
Head Over Heels.
Love that album.
I know you do. It's a good one. And let's see. Maddie, I think you have to go. No, Vinny has to go first on this one. What year did that come out? Tears for Fears, Songs from the Big Chair.
God, I'm going to say... 89, Bob.
89.
Oh, 88, Bob.
It is 85. And by a score of 4-3, Maddie is on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, treat yourself. Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. Actually, listen to Alice all day long, because if you listen for an hour on the Odyssey app, you could find yourself on a Disney cruise. And if you listen to Jane's show all day, you got four chances to win all
Never
the Disneyland
leave.
Stuff.
Never leave.
See you back here on Hope Day.
Believe.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.